Hello everyone, welcome to 42nd episode of Time Out from Tamriel. Sigtrick, Deltia and myself are here to speak to you during 15 minutes about the subject that you have chosen. Last week we proposed to you Cash Shop or Update 6 First Impression, and Update 6 First Impression have win with 29 votes against 16 votes. Sorry for those that wanted to speak about the Cash Shop. So Update 6, Time Out. Deltia, it's your turn.
So Update 6 impressions, early impressions, I really like the changes so far. The game itself feels a lot smoother, combat's a lot more fun and responsive. That's one of the things you'll notice right away is that, you know, the animations are smooth, and I really like the changes as far as that goes. Some of the downsides of Update 6 we'll get to later, but it feels more like you have a lot of customization, including the champion system. So when you build a character now, it's really like your character. There's so much you can do and specialize in little things that you want to. And I think it gives us an incentive to keep playing for a very long time, because you're going to take years and years and years to get these champion points. So the more time we play, the better it's going to be. And so far, I'm really excited about the champion system. I've been doing a lot of updates on my site, YouTube, blog, all that stuff, and there's just so much more to cover. And I can't wait to see all the unique, crazy builds that people come up with, because believe me, there's going to be some awesome ones that come out of this that no one had expected. So the first quick real 2 seconds in here, I'm excited about it.
So, Sigtrick, what do you think? What do you like the most?
I think my favorite aspect right now is going to be the first part of the justice system that they're putting in here. I've spent probably the bulk of my time on the PTS running around trying to pickpocket, and despite not being that good at it, it's a whole lot of fun. And I mean, even right now I'm kind of running around doing it and I'm lost inside the refuge. I can't find my way out, but I really like that. I was also taking a look at the you know, all the different stuff that they have on the Crown Shop, and that looks like it's going to be pretty cool. It'd be something that I'll probably partake in quite a bit. I also took a look at the champion system, and I agree. I think that's going to look, it's going to be pretty good, but it's not going to be something I'm going to be using right off the bat, because I mess around on alts too much. But overall, you know, my first impressions of what I'm seeing on this patch is I'm excited for it. Can't wait for it to hit live and
now,
have some fun with it.
Now, you said you mess around on alts too much. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, the champion system, you know, you get up into the VRs to get the points for it, correct?
Yeah, but the thing is that you can still use the points on any character. That's the nice thing about it.
Okay, but I don't have any, I think, is what the issue's
gonna be. Don't have any VR characters?
I've got basically one VR character right now, and as soon as I hit VR with him, I was like, all right, time for new characters. So,
Never mind.
Yeah, I've actually gotten a few characters up to VR and then have changed my mind. And done some pretty crazy things, but that's a story for another time.
You still might get some champion points.
Yeah,
maybe
I'll probably get a couple, but I won't be able to dive into the champion system you know, too far once it goes live. But from what I was playing with an auto-leveled character on the PTS, I see the potential. I understand what they're going to be doing with it, and it's going to be awesome. And then here, hopefully, you know, I've got my Nightblade on the live server up to 32 just a little bit earlier here today. He should be in the VRs here within a couple weeks, and I'm thinking it's going to be the one that I stick with and focus on. So I'll get to see the champion system before too long.
Okay, and for me, what I preferred, this kind of seems weird for the dreamer. I'm supposed to speak about how the Outlaw Refuge are all gorgeous and different from zone to zone, and how they have made the environments really amazing. But what I preferred was the combat's responsiveness, because that was something very important for me. When I played ESO during the beta, I was very disappointed how the combat was playing. It felt like Guild Wars 2 at this time, but it was not Guild Wars 2, it was ESO, and so I was excited expecting something more solid, more powerful, and I really wanted the body collision to be implemented, and for a long time ZeniMax didn't want to implement it for some reason, and they only implemented it 1 month or 2 months before the release of the game. And since they have implemented it, it has been amazing, a big change. It was really what the game needed to be. But I believe, and that's just my opinion, it's not official at all, I believe that the animation and the sound and everything were not adapted to the body collision that has been implemented very fast and in last minutes. And so they had to rework on it. That's why they created this team of combat responsiveness. And now we finally see the result of this after a lot of months of work, and it's really amazing. I played with a 200 sword, which was not at all a weapon that interested me before, and the feel of punching with this sword was amazing. The staff also were really cool, so I've decided to go back with staff, because every staff have their own style. You have your own stance, and also it feels different when you have a lighting staff or a restoration staff or an eye staff. So it's really great, and that's, I think it's what I prefer in Update 6. And also, my boyfriend left ESO because of the combat, and I make him test the PTS, and he say, oh, it's a lot better. So I think it's a good point. It's a proof that it's really nice. So, Tetya, you were saying you didn't like something. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I mean, there's always a negative to everything, and Update 6 is really nice and everything, but there was a couple bugs that they, you know, didn't find out right away, and anytime you remove soft caps from the game, you're going to have exploits, and I knew this would happen, and within, you know, a couple days, the first day someone found a way to get 400 champion points, the next day someone was doing 1 million damage to one player. So yeah. they removed these... they removed the system where you had soft caps, and so there's unique sets of gear and things that you can do they didn't foresee, like, and they changed the ultimates. My Dragonite in particular was just really affected by it. It just feels completely different now. I don't like the way my Dragonite plays anymore, because it was so ultimate heavy that's kind of how you get your resources back. With other classes, you don't. So I've seen someone do 4 million damage, and my Dragonite kind of lose all of its cool abilities. I mean, he had Corrosive Armor, the one ability no one else had that made you just pretty much a walking god for 10 seconds. Don't have that anymore. And I was bummed about that, and I started playing my Templar, and that's going to be my main, because that's just what I'm having fun on. So I was sad to see my Dragonite just basically get a complete nerf, and no longer be fun for me. It's just not. And a couple of the other changes, I think they really overbuffed the medium armor. Medium armor right now has so much potential to be overpowered. You have weapon critical, you have weapon power, and you have 3/4 the resistance that heavy armor has. Light has 1/4. Way too powerful. It's way too powerful not to play medium armor with a two-hander or something right now. That's why everyone's doing it on the PTS. So, luckily, they're still testing this stuff, and they're still taking their time trying to get it right. I think there's a couple more patches left to do. So, by then, hopefully, we get the game to where we need it to be, because right now, it's still just pretty buggy. Anytime you remove soft caps, and I don't think they should have removed soft caps, you know, it's going to be hard to balance that, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So that's what I didn't like.
You know, for me, really the only thing that I've seen so far that I'm not going to like about it, and this is purely out of my own, you know, just I guess the way that I play the game, I don't understand how, you know, all the skills and stuff work together, and it takes me a while to come up with a build, but I do understand well enough with what I'm seeing that the build that I'm currently running on my Nightblade is probably not going to work out the same way, so I'm going to have to kind of refigure it, you know, and come up with something a little bit different. So, you know, that's really the biggest thing for me, and again, it's just because of the way that I play the game. I don't get into it as deep as Deltia does, so I don't understand all those intricacies with it. And, you know, outside of that, I haven't really seen anything that I really don't like about the patch. So, you know, that's basically what I've got for that.
I must say that I'm happy about the change they have made to my class, which is the Templar. It's pretty cool. I will not complain about this new abilities. I always call it the ultimate, but it's not the ultimate. It's just an execution spell. But it feels so powerful that I make the bad words and say, this is my ultimate. Nah, it's just a normal skill. But it feels really good, and I'm happy because I will be able to be a caster again. But I also feel like the balance is changed so much, but I'm not a specialist, so I'm just listening to Deltia's preaching and agreeing with him and trusting his judgment, because that's out of my reach and understanding. But what I don't like is something completely different,
which is what
I don't like the change they've made to the Red Guard armor. I'm so annoyed with it.
The Red Guard armor. I think it looks great now.
No! Before, it was seductive. You could see the belly button, the light armor, and the medium armor. It was exotic. It felt different. It felt like it was made with several layers of clothes. It was harmonious, elegant, but a little bit, yeah, mysterious. I really liked it. And now, it feels like a nightdress with slippers. I don't know. I really don't like it. And a lot of people have agreed with me because I have made a post about it on the forum. And I hope at least that they will get this as a costume in the cash shop. And I actually think that's what they are doing. They are reworking every armor to make it more looking like an armor, like more physical. And so every, especially the light armor, we were looking more like civil clothes and dresses. And that will probably be as costume in the cash shop for later. I have the feeling that it will be something. I'm sleeping and changing subject. I should not.
So you don't like the Red Guard armor. That's an interesting choice, I should say. Did you get to play with the champion system at all?
Yes, I played with the champion system. But how can I say? I didn't. When I played with it, I had my character, and I only had 8 points in each
constellation.
Thank you. And so I could not really feel a very huge impact on it. But I explored it a bit, and I see what I wanted to have for my character, and I saw some very interesting choice that I will get for playing a healer caster. I think that now you will have, if you really want to have a powerful character, you will have to specialize more and make change in that way.
Okay.
So,
Sig, did you get to play it at all?
The champion system?
Yes.
Yeah, I've played around with it a little bit on an auto-leveled character on the PTS. I think I've got a pretty good idea, you know, of how it works and what it's going to do. But I didn't dive into it too far.
Okay, well, I'll talk a little bit for our listeners that I did dive into it. I think right out the gate it's going to be really fun and exciting until you really understand it. Then it's going to be, basically, there's 3 really powerful trees you're going to go into, green, red, and blue. Everyone's going to pretty much go for those 3 trees to get the certain crit that you need or whatever. There's a couple of cool, interesting passives, but overall, I think it will get trivialized unless they move some of that stuff. So why I think it's really fun and exciting right now, I think you're going to figure it out real fast on what is like the optimal thing to do versus it's completely free and you have all this choice, when I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be everyone's going to go for these trees to get their weapon crit or spell crit or whatever, and that's that. Just kind of like what it is now. So hopefully they diversify it a little bit better, because I think without that diversity, it's not going to be that interesting, because there's just so much advantage to do these specific trees.
Yeah, that's something I've fond, exactly what you're saying. If you want to be a healer, you clearly have that choice to make, that you want to take this plus heal thingy. You don't really have so much different option, well, as much as you could think, if you want to be efficient in what in your role. I've think it in that way, of course. Now I'm not a PvPer, so maybe there's ton of option for a PvPer. I'm not
there's
a support
not.
Character. So that I no. don't know. But for healers, I see that there's just like three choice or maybe four choice to get in the world champion system.
Yeah, there's really the apprentice is going to be where the healers go. The ritual is probably going to be another place that, you know, physical damage goes. There's a couple of interesting things in the green, like the shadow has some cool stuff. There's like a war steed makes you move faster and stuff, but overall, I think they need to move a couple things around in there, so you have to go to different trees. Otherwise, there's going to be a best build thing within a week, and people are going to know exactly where to spend their points, and that's that.
Yeah, you know about that it's a really common thing with game systems in just about any game, and they will have to do something for the overall health of the game, you know, if that's going to be an issue. But for me, the way I play, you know, I like taking the gimp and trying to figure out if I can make that, you know, not uber build work for me. I really enjoy it, so I'll probably be playing around with a bunch of stuff that a lot of people won't be using because it's not going to be optimal.
Well, I will be doing the exact opposite.
Well, I know. But...
yeah. So, next week, what are we talking about? Guys, you will need to vote, and next week we propose you two very interesting subjects. Cash up, will it be by to win or not? Or what will be the future of the Elder Scrolls Online in 2015 speculation?
So, with that being said, I want to bring up a topic regarding the buy to win. They recently announced that potions, XP potions, will be sellable in the cash up in the future. Now, we don't know if that's tied to champion system or not. So that's something worth talking about. And in the speculation on 2015, we really don't know what's coming up in the future. And so we'd like to speculate on that. Both, I think, are really interesting topics. But to give you an idea of what the references we're talking about, that's it. So yeah. Vote in the comments again, just like you guys have already done. And we'll talk about it.
Time out from Tamriel. Thank you, guys, and see you next time.